Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The right fielder, George Wilson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sarney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Morin who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rush trying to get to third. Wilson throws the ball into Castleman, who tags Rush for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castleman moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sarney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castleman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Antonelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Bressuit moves to second. One out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bressuit moves to third. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bressuit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Dusty Rhodes. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sarney bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irvin throws the ball into Mixes, who relays the ball to Baker, who tags Spencer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brandt scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Ruben Gomez now playing right field. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti strikes out. One out. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Bob Rush. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit bunts towards the mound. Lown juggles the ball. That's an error on Lown. Antonelli moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Antonelli moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Bressuit moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mays is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.